This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The Foreign Ministry of South Sudan announced Tuesday the warring military factions in Sudan have agreed in principle to a 7-day ceasefire beginning Thursday. The ceasefire deal was announced as more airstrikes and shooting in the capital, Khartoum, could be disrupted the latest short-term truce. Thick black smoke could also be seen rising from the center of the capital. A statement released by the Foreign Ministry of South Sudan, which had offered to mediate the conflict, said its president, Salva Kiir, stressed the importance of a longer truce and naming envoys to peace talks, to which both sides had reportedly agreed. The credibility of the reported ceasefire deal between Sudanese Army Chief General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan and paramilitary Rapid Support Forces leader General Mohamed Hamdi Dagalo was unclear, given the rampant violations that undermined the previous truces. Kenyan Foreign Minister Alfred Mutua Tuesday said Kenya stands ready to support or even host any possible peace process that may come for Sudan. Mutua spoke at a joint news conference in Nairobi with his Canadian counterpart, Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly, where both were asked about the situation in Sudan. Joly called on Sudan to respect humanitarian law and allow aid to get to suffering residents. Mutua agreed and offered Kenyan support for those humanitarian efforts.
President Ruto has stated that Kenya will support the UN in its humanitarian efforts, and I agree with you, the UN really needs to get down and do its work. Yeah. And in addition, even as we support the humanitarians, we tell the UN to do its work, we will avail Kenya's airspace, including airports such as Lokichogio, Eldoret, and others, for humanitarian support, as well as technical support for any special operation.
The two diplomats said they discussed ways both countries could support efforts to bring stability to Sudan. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken welcomed his Czech counterpart, Foreign Minister Jan Lipavsky, to Washington Tuesday, where the two discussed a wide range of issues, including mutual support for Ukraine and its fight against Russia's invasion. Before the two top diplomats went behind closed doors for talks, Blinken noted the Czech Republic's efforts in support of Ukraine.
The extraordinarily strong response to Russia's aggression against Ukraine is at the top of the list, and we are working hand in hand to continue to support Ukraine, to continue to exert pressure on Russia for its aggression against Ukraine, and of course to work on supporting refugees, humanitarian assistance, economic reconstruction. The Czech Republic has some 500,000 refugees from Ukraine, and that support is quite extraordinary.
The meeting of the two top diplomats comes less than a week after the president of the Czech Republic, Petr Pavlin, met in Kyiv with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Two Kenyan ministers appeared in separate courts Tuesday, accused of encouraging their followers to harm themselves to meet Jesus. Kenyan authorities have exhumed the bodies of more than 100 people, with postmortems indicating they died from starvation and lack of oxygen. Mohammed Youssef reports for VOA from Nairobi, Kenya.
Pastors Paul McKenzie and Ezekiel Odero appeared in court to answer charges that they allegedly killed their followers by urging them to fast to death in order to meet Jesus. McKenzie and his accomplice were rearrested after a judge in the town of Malindi declared that the court could not rule on terrorism charges preferred by the prosecution. The prosecution said last week that they would charge the pastor with radicalization and terrorism. The pastor was taken to the Shanzu Law Court in Mombasa, where judges hear terrorism-related cases. Kenyan investigators have exhumed at least 110 bodies from the Shakahola forest along the coast, where people met their deaths. More than 400 people have disappeared, according to the Kenyan Red Cross. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
The U.S. Justice Department announced Tuesday a massive global crackdown on fentanyl trafficking on the so-called darknet, a hidden portion of the Internet accessible only using special software. The department announced U.S. and international law enforcement agencies made 281 arrests, confiscated 850 kilograms of drugs, including 64 kilograms of fentanyl or fentanyl-laced narcotics, and $53.4 million in cash and virtual currencies, along with 117 firearms. The law enforcement action, dubbed Operation Spector, spanned three continents and involved the collaboration of eight countries. The Justice Department described the takedown as the largest international law enforcement operation targeting fentanyl and opioid traffickers on the dark net. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.